Welcome back to the Spending Time with Jesus podcast. My name is Sam Best. I'm one of the pastors here at Antioch, and I love getting to be a part of this resource. This resource, this podcast was created and designed to, you guessed it, spend time with Jesus, to help you in your spending time with Jesus. And I often say that this is the most appropriately named podcast on the internet because we seek to create a resource for you to help you spend time with Jesus. So we named it that. That's our intention here today. When you leave here, you're going to leave with a handful of promptings, things to work through that we believe can help you begin spending time with Jesus. Those promptings aren't meant to be everything you do today, but they are meant to help you get started in your journey of spending time with Jesus. We created this podcast because we know oftentimes in our own life, the hardest part in spending time with Jesus is the getting started part. How do I start? What do I do? Where do I start in the Bible? What do I read? What am I reading? Things like that. Well, hopefully this podcast can help you. If you work through the promptings that we give you and you think to yourself, I actually still need some more help. I don't know what else to do. That's fine. I often find myself there. We've got some other resources, though, that I would love to point to. The first one is our website. We've got a resources webpage. If you head to antiochnd.com, up at the top right, click on resources. You will find a link to resources on all five of our core values. These are the five things that we believe a healthy disciple or follower of Jesus lives out, also a healthy church lives these five things out. And the first one being a personal devotion to Jesus, a relationship with Jesus. If you click on that link, you will see resources on that. Things like how to read the Bible, how to know what you're reading in the Bible, how to know that what you're reading is true, how can we trust your Bible, things like that, how to pray, some promptings on how to pray, things like that. I think that you will find those things helpful. The other resource that I always love to mention is life groups, other people, basically. So if you don't know, what we do here at Antioch is we do life groups. It's one of our other core values. It is basically the people of this church following Jesus together. And that we do that by gathering in homes weekly throughout the city. And the reason we do that is because we want to follow Jesus together. And I point it out as a resource here because if you don't have a group of people in your corner on a weekly basis discussing how you're following Jesus, what he's speaking to you, how you're responding to it, you should. You should have that. That has been one of the biggest resources in my life is other people. If you don't have a life group and you're interested in jumping into one, come see us at the Connect area after church this next Sunday, and we'll get you connected to one. If you're in a life group and you're having questions on how to spend time with Jesus, ask anybody else in the life group. Ask your life group leader. Encourage people to share in your life group. Maybe it's just with you, but maybe also in the group. Hey, what's working for you? How do you spend time with Jesus? Let me in on that process. I need help. I think that'd go a long way, and creating that discussion with your life group could be helpful. I know I found it helpful in my life to pick the brains of other people. So that's those resources. Let's jump back to this resource and let's get started. The way that we build this resource, this podcast, is by looking at what God just spoke to us on the previous Sunday, and we use that as fuel for these moments with him every morning. The reason we use it as fuel, because it's the last thing he spoke to us corporately. So he spoke to us all as a body, and he spoke to us all individually. And when he speaks to us, we see that as an invitation to press into relationship with him. It's an invitation to respond to him. That's what we're doing these mornings. In these mornings, we are coming to him. We're saying we want to meet with the very real person and have relationship with him. It's not just about a checklist of reading the Bible, of praying these prayers. It's about coming to him, listening to him, and then responding to what he has to say or doing what he asks us to do, living the way he asks us to live. It's about listening to him and then following him, being a disciple of him. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look back at this previous Sunday sermon and unpack what God spoke to us and use it as an invitation. So my first prompting for those of you who did not participate in the Sunday sermon this previous Sunday is to go and participate in the sermon. The way you would participate is by watching it on YouTube or listening to it on iTunes or Spotify and by taking notes. And by reading along anytime scripture is read, that's how you would participate in that. That is your prompt this morning. If you were able to participate in that sermon, let's jump in. You would know that we were continuing our Letters from Jesus sermon series. Actually, we were closing the Letters from Jesus sermon series by reading and hearing from him through the letter to Laodicea, or the message to Laodicea out of Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. We're going to read that together today, and then I'm going to give you your prompting. So go ahead and open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. Let's read those together now. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments, that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Wow. There's a lot there. My prompting for you this morning is to read this, to reread these verses, and to listen as you read. I want you to start by thanking him for his counsel, like we see in verse 18. It says, I advise you. Thank him that he advises you. Come in with this thankful heart, saying, okay, there's a lot here, there's a lot to digest, but I am thankful that you are speaking to me, that you are advising me. Read these verses and listen to his advice, to his counsel to you today. And press in with wherever he leads you. I'm going to pray for you as you get started. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us. We need you. We need to hear from you. We need to see you in these moments. We're inviting you. We want to be in relationship with the person of Jesus today. And a relationship isn't just us talking to him. We want to hear from him today. We know that's on the table for us. So Holy Spirit, lead and guide us in these moments in hearing from him. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.